What we do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
The halfway up socks.
Yeah. I didn't want to do them too high. You know,
fucking absolutely cool.
When you're younger, you always have dreams and you always think, oh yeah, I want to play AFL. But realistically, like, especially when I started getting a bit older, I didn't actually think it was something that could come through.
Did you kick 0-11 a few years back at North Beach?
Yeah, I might have.
I need to get uncomfortable to be comfortable, and I think I need to be somewhere else to develop my football. Like, I just don't think I can stay here and grow as a player and grow as a person.
How many times have you watched yourself either hitting the winning runs or that last over?
Oh God, I think only about 300.
No, I actually re-looked at the story he was posted to look at his jersey number in case that was a question.
Really? So you did study?
Yes, well, that was the only thing.
Yeah, right. Do you want to go for another half an hour and give us the last question?
Yes, welcome back to the Brian Ethan podcast, episode 120. And of course, it is all thanks to Skinbro. You can, of course, use code BrianEthan20 for 20% off at skinbro.com and get the essentials kit for $54.99 without the discount. And if you add the discount on, it's a little bit more cheaper. Hatlocker, you can also use that same code for 20% off at hatlocker.com.au. And of course, Cheetah Clothing. And we always say that the winter hoodies are coming, Ethan, and they definitely have to be now. It's probably the coldest week we've had all year.
It is, and April, you've got a jumper on.
It's so not Cheetah, unfortunately. Yes. It's just one that I had out from yesterday. So
we'll have to follow suit with the Cheetah hoodies in the coming weeks. Now, a bit of a theme in recent weeks with ex-PSA captains who are doing their thing in the Waffle Colts, Adam DeMasi being one of those today. He joins us. Welcome.
Boys, how you going? Thanks very much for having me.
Oh, good. Pleasure to have you on.
Pleasure. Well, Kulbinya's loss was East Perth's gain, we believe. You won most of your, or won best and fairest, etc., as a junior. So is that when, I guess, you sort of realised that footy could be something?
Yeah, definitely. Started my juniors at Kulbinya back in pre-primary, so went through all Auskick, mods, and then, finished up the back end of year 10 at Kulbinya and then East Perth and Trinity.
Is that year 9 best and fairest, like district best and fairest you won?
I think that may have been year 7 and maybe year 8. And then, year 9 I had commitments at Trinity, so I didn't get a full year at Kulbinya.
You must be sky high for the confidence when you're year 7, 8 winning a district best and fairest. Yeah. You must think the AFL's on here.
Definitely, the ego definitely grows when those accolades come through.
And you made state squads in 16s, 17s, alongside some Trinity teammates who are now in the AFL, Josh Draper, Jed Buslinger. Yep. What was it like being in the WA program?
Yeah, it was really great experience. I think just playing with those really high-level footballers that obviously have made it, definitely improved me as a footballer and, definitely made some lifelong mates from those programs.
So what games, you played for WA, you actually put on the jumper and, like, a champ?
Yeah. So for 16s, I played as an underager and then that was a COVID year, so we didn't have any travel or anything. So I think there was about a squad of 45, 50 and we just had training and intra-squad matches and then...
Did you get to play SA?
Was in the 17s next year. Okay. So yeah, I got one game against SA and then we were meant to go fly over to Gold Coast for 2 weeks, but they played Vic Metro, Vic Country and I think SA again, but COVID came through again, so I didn't get that opportunity.
And scouts look pretty early, like 16, 17. So were you sort of thinking, like, potentially I've got to impress some people here? Like, how serious was it for you? Like, was it still very much fun? Or was it like, okay, you're representing your state now. Like, there's probably eyeballs on you.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot of pressure. I just got a manager as well. Started talking to managers and that time around. So it was nerve-wracking, but also... Still, footy's the funnest thing ever. So, you always got to keep that in the back of your mind.
Captaining Trinity and being a prefect, is that something you always saw yourself doing in your younger years at the school? And I guess you had some nice leadership to look up to as well with Ethan Regan, the Fish, being the skipper before you.
Yeah, shout out to the Fish. definitely being a prefect was always one of my biggest goals at Trinity. Obviously, it's not footy, but... Obviously, starting in year 4, looking up to those older boys is something, it's really inspirational. And then having leadership where I was in, obviously, Ethan was my captain in year 9, then Lex Holmes in year 10 and Jed O'Rourke year 11. Those boys were great leaders and they kind of inspired me to go up for the role. So,
And you must have loved everything Trinity provided on and off the field.
Yeah, it was one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I love that school a lot. So hope they go well this year. Definitely keeping a close eye, but yeah, got a good list down there, so hopefully they go all right.
Having said that, how did you cope with a bad case of leather poisoning after cracking the 40 disposal mark in a game last year?
Yeah, that was a bit of fun. I still joke about it with my mate, Zayden, who was a vice captain, and yeah, I don't know, the ball was just kind of following me that day, so yeah.
Did it feel like 40? Sort of roughly around the mark?
Not really at the time. Obviously, we hadn't been very competitive against Scotch in recent years, and we were really competitive that day, so I wasn't really thinking about it, but yeah, my last quarter definitely helped. I think I had 14 or 15 in the last quarter, so that boosted it.
Was that last year?
Yeah, that was last year.
So
yeah.
I would have been umpiring that. I think I'd umpired both Trinity Scotch games last year.
Yeah, so.
So did you do votes?
No, there's
no vote. Okay. Well, we know who got three.
Well, talking about Trinity last year, I guess the whole, well, I'm assuming the whole school, but especially that first side, real change compared to the year before with Chris Main coming on board and I guess being the head coach. Did it feel like a different environment when he started to oversee it all?
Yeah, 100%. I think the confidence just grew in the whole school, in the whole football program. Obviously having someone like Maney around the school every day because he's a staff member there. So just being able to speak to him, go in with vision and, yeah, I think just the whole morale of the whole football program as a whole, not just the first 18, definitely changed.
Would it have felt like a step up, like standards-wise, professionalism-wise as well, like having someone of his calibre around the group?
Yeah, 100%. And just listening to all his knowledge and stuff of the game. And he's really big on the mental side of things. Yeah. So that really helped a lot of the boys, I think.
And believe you've had a bit of involvement in the Main Academy as well.
Yeah, so that was, helped out with his holiday program a couple months ago. That's a very professional program for young boys. So I think from years 7 to 12, but they're starting a bit younger as well now. So shout out to the Main Academy.
It looks good. Like, I've seen some content on Instagram. It looks like some not just your standard too. Academy. Like, there's so much to it. Like, there's just so much, like, sports science, I feel, to it as well.
Yeah,
off
that's
the field.
Like ice baths, all these sponsors you got, like protein and all that kind of stuff. It's really, really good.
And that was, they did one during the summer holidays, correct?
Yes, I did one, I think, in the summer holidays and did the recent one.
And some decent coaches as well.
100%, yeah. I think we had, Body Magic. So he runs all the S&C. Braden Ainsworth does all the mental side of things. And then, I think Roger Hayden, former Freo player, a few other former AFL players definitely came down and helped out.
Yeah, looked for good. Sure. Colin Young might have been down as a manager side of things as well, which is pretty like insightful.
Especially
if you've got no idea what the manager's like. Yeah.
I think the parents really got a lot out of Colin coming down. So,
Now, taking a back seat post-graduation, how do you see Trinity's chances moving forward in the coming years?
Yeah, I think, as I said before, they've got a really strong list. We had a lot of year 11s last year come through and the likes of Luke Cotalesa, Marcus Cassidy, Cade Hampson, Cole Trinder. I think those boys can really take the competition by the storm this year and go well.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, you kicked a banana to win the game for the Royals under lights. Take us through that.
Peel were coming quite quickly at the end. It was a bit of a strange night because we had about a 50-minute delay due to lightning, so we didn't get off till about 7:10.
Was that a Friday night game?
Yeah, it was a Friday, and it was bucketing down. So
really?
Yeah, it was good. Good to get the win, and, pretty lucky banana, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to celebrate as you did when you kick it. You remember that, and you've always had high numbers in the Colts, but it seems like this year you've really stepped it up a notch.
Yeah.
Where's that come from? Does the overager factor play a part in feeling like you need to dominate even more?
Yeah, 100%, but I also, this is my first year actually cracking into the midfield at East Perth, so.
And the first year you get to play 100% of the season.
Yeah, so that's been really exciting and pleasing that I'm going to be there and not having to juggle different, different roles, but. Yeah, first year playing actually as an inside mid where I see myself playing my best footy. So that's been a great opportunity and, hopefully can keep improving throughout the year.
I know. We usually get the same answer to this, but if you had the choice, what would you rather play, Trinity in the morning or a Colts game?
I'm going to make one
usually
side.
Usually it's PSA people would rather play.
Yeah, I'm going to make one side probably a bit angry, but I think the PSA, just the environment and like being around your mates is unbelievable. Like,
yeah.
It's something you'll never, and like not playing this year, I really miss. But then on the other side of things, playing Colts footy and the professionalism and, you know, the environment around there is obviously a lot different, but it's really good as well. So I couldn't decide.
I think that's it as well. Like PSA, once you've graduated. Yeah. And not to say Colts footy lasts forever as well, but like East Perth, you know, if you continue with it, you could be there for like as many years as you want, realistically, if you're good enough. So, you know, I feel like it's like taking the opportunity at PSA because once it's gone, you can't go back in time unless 100%. You want, unless you fail your grades or and don't graduate. But then you probably wouldn't get picked.
Well, the East Perth league side is currently stacked, particularly the midfield. Do you have to be a bit more realistic about, I guess, waiting for your opportunity to break into that side?
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to start training with them soon, do a block up there, and I think I'll see myself playing as that high half forward. But, yeah, the likes of Schumacher, Croden, Brayshaw, pretty tough midfield to crack into. So, got to just improve and try and be the best player I can be.
You wouldn't have thought that the East Perth would have recruited Mitch Croden in the off-season. Or was it last year?
Last couple of years ago. Yeah,
like when they've already got a stacked midfield.
Yeah.
But they've just made it even more elite.
Yep. Obviously a strong club to come to. So, off the field, what's happening schedule-wise? You mentioned off-air, you're at uni, day off today. But judging by your Instagram, seems like you love the outdoors, bit of four-wheel driving as well.
Yeah, I love that. It's a good break from footy and uni. Just going with my mates, four-wheel driving, fishing. Just love all things cars. So, that's always a good side little thing to go on with.
And career-wise? Off
studying construction management at Curtin. Yeah. So just in my first year now, but, really enjoying that. So
what's that, being a site?
Yeah, project manager, quantity surveyor, that kind of role, project manager.
Well, something different. We haven't heard that, I don't think.
Yeah, apart from Josh Edwards saying he did that and then quitting
the
other week.
That's right. All right, we'll move on to the Instagram Q&As, of course, at Brian Ethan on Instagram. First one from Bona Rooks. Who holds the record for the most Colts games played?
I don't know if this is like an inside joke or if it's like an actual like trivia or what.
I might be Jonah Brooks that said it, but yeah, I reckon Soccer, he's playing reserves at East Perth now. I reckon he played about 4 years straight of Colts footy, so I reckon he's close to playing the most.
Xavier.Lockwood, is Kale Wallace the future of East Perth?
Yes, Kale's a big intercepting defender, so I think hopefully he gets his opportunity soon. He was injured a lot last year, missed out on the 16s due to injury, but I think he's definitely a prospect.
Riley.Longson, give us an inspirational quote, Dimmer.
You can go anywhere.
God, Riley's put me on the spot here.
Is your nickname Dimmer?
Yeah, Dimmer. Oh.
How have you got that?
Last name,
I know Demasi, but it's
a bit of an interesting one because my last name's actually D-A and Dim is obviously D-I.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so that actually gets confused a bit. A lot of my, on the whiteboard and stuff, a lot of people spell my name wrong, but it's kind of stuck. I don't know. I don't really know a quote. Just be the best teammate you can be and then performance will take care of itself.
So is that your job on game day? The last inspirational quote or something before?
No, I don't know. I always just come up with that. Just put me on the
Where
spot.
Where's the family like background? Demasi is?
Italy. Okay. All my dad's side's from Italy.
Some very good Italian football heritage in the AFL. They always do the Italian team of the century and there that. Is. So, yep. Jared Ingleton, players to watch in the PSA. I'm assuming also from a Trinity point of view. You kind of mentioned it, but
I think Juddy's just wanted to shout himself out there as a player to watch. But Jackson Artemis, obviously into the state 18s, he's an absolute gun, quick off that wing. Obviously Luke Cotalesa, Marcus Cassidy. I think the whole competition this year should be quite strong. So and Blake Kelly as well from Guildford. He's
apparently had a massive game on the weekend.
Yeah, he's an absolute jet.
Yeah. So, but Trinity's apparently they've seemed to be pretty stacked this year.
Yeah, they do.
But they did have a bit of a scare with Guildford on the weekend, apparently.
I actually
haven't seen the scores, but
I think they got up by about 50 points in the end. But
apparently they were down at half time.
Yeah, Guildford were up, so definitely improved as well.
Yep. So it's going to be a tight season in the PSA. Max Edwards _ how was it sharing the footy field with Cade Hampson?
So Cade's captain of Trinity this year alongside Luke Cotalesa. Yeah, I think both great leaders and tough inside mids as well.
Will Hudson, what's your hair routine?
Not much, just got a bit of cream in for the curls, but yeah, that's about it.
It's a common question, that. We always get that for guests, hair routine all the time.
Yeah, it is popular. Milk of Femnesia, I believe it is.
This could be controversial.
Yeah, it would be. Well, there's only going to be one answer, I think. It's fuck, marry or kill Trinity, Aquinas or Guildford.
Oh.
I can assume Mary would be Trinity.
Mary would be Trinity, yeah. But yeah, no comment on the last. So
they can, yeah, no pass comment with them. Zach Ransom.
Yep.
How good is Lachlan Bird going after the practice matches?
Might be talking about rugby practice matches, but I think Birdie's a bit of a front rower on the rugby side, so hope he's going well.
Julian Dot Pinieri. How would you compare the culture from this year to previous years?
Yeah, we'll be talking about East Perth. Yeah. Definitely a massive lift, and it's been just enjoying training, enjoying like the group environment. I think we're a lot closer as a group this year, but not to say last year wasn't great as well. They're great boys last year as well, but yeah, this year's been awesome.
Oscar Benger.
Yep.
What does recovery after a game look like, Dimmer?
Yeah, we're pretty lucky at East Perth to have all the ice bath facilities down there. Oh. So that's always good, and love my four-wheel driving and fishing. So get away, get down to the beach. So yeah, that's try and recover like that way as well.
Salt water doesn't hurt.
No.
Yeah, this person's probably looking for a shout out. _ Harper Payne, funniest teammate.
I actually don't know who Harper is, but definitely Oscar Benger. Definitely probably the funniest guy I've ever met. He's hilarious.
Kate Hampson, scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love a handball receive, Dimmer? This question came in more than once, by the way.
Yeah, I do love a handball receive. Kate probably gave me the most last year as well. So, yeah, I do love running past, getting that little
Round the back, yep.
Cheap little possession.
Now Max Edwards has sent in a couple. Well, he's sent one in before, and he's got another couple here.
Yep.
First one here. What do you think of Matt Patagnus? Growth as a player.
Yeah, another Trinity East Perth boy. Yeah, intercepting defender. He played 16s last year as well, so he's definitely a prospect.
Max again, what do you think of Xavier Rawlings' effect on the Trinity first 18?
I don't know.
Just handing that shout out to you for free.
I don't know if Xavier's got a game yet, but hopefully, yeah, gets a game in the near future.
Now, did we not have a problem last week with the Doors?
We did.
First one here from Josh Doors. It says, favourite juvie in Perth. So I'm assuming that's your favourite underage footballer at Trinity or East Perth.
Favourite juvie in Perth. Jackson Artemis is my favourite juvie footballer.
Josh Dawes again. How's your best mate Judd Ingleton motivated you into becoming a better footballer?
Yeah, Juddy, he's inspirational. How he plays. He loves a joke, but I don't know. He's inspired me. I think just his presence, just being around Big Juddy, inspires me.
And Josh again. Favourite Year 12 redhead at Trinity named Josh.
Josh Braunstein, that's the only redhead I can think of.
So he's not looking for himself.
Yeah, either. I don't think Josh isn't a redhead. Tyler King, who's the best ankle strapper you've ever had?
Oh, shout out to King. He's pretty good in my ankle syndesmosis strapping. So yeah, shout out to Tyler.
King. _ Brody Delaney, who was the best East Perth player from Busso last year?
Brody's 100% looking for a shout out for him, but... yeah, we'll go Brody. But the best probably East Perth footballer from Busso that I've played with probably Jai Amos and Jimmy Tunstall. So those obviously have made it. So they were great playing with those boys.
Yeah.
Can't go past them. Jordan Lanson, why do you have 36-3 tattooed on you?
That is not right. That was a game against Guildford last year, and I think I went to a party and may have told some people that I had that during the day, so definitely don't have that tattooed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm trying to look like where it would be.
Definitely don't have that tattooed.
Oh, there's a couple of people out there that reckon they have 36-3 every week.
At least you actually probably had it, though, unlike some people.
So, yeah, I know.
Make that up.
Some people that would make that up in fours at their local footy club.
A few drinks probably made me
Ben Thomas, 26, biggest bull at East Perth.
BT, he's pretty big. He's almost the biggest bull. Another shout out for himself. But probably Isaac Parker, our captain. He is just doesn't leave the gym.
Oliver Coates, how was the switch from multiple PSA footy seasons to now playing at Colts season? Must make a massive difference. I know we covered on it, but like, I don't know, just juggling different systems, just one. It must be handy.
Yeah, 100%. It was kind of just playing different roles, different game styles, obviously switching it up and now just being on certain one. But in year 10, I was kind of playing for Kulbinya, playing for East Perth and playing for Trinity. So that was even harder to juggle. But now just being at one is, yeah, really good.
Easy to, I guess, fit into the same culture as well.
100%.
Josh Jaws again. Who's the best chirp you've ever received in a game against Hale? What's the best chirp?
In brackets, it doesn't say it here, but I remember in brackets it says Otis Harvey.
The best chirp was probably, did he say against Hale?
Yeah.
I can't really remember much from Hale. I definitely, when I was young playing, I definitely got chirped by the Christchurch boys. Especially, I was in the pocket one day and they were absolutely hosing me. But yeah, the chirp's not too bad. People say it's worse than it is. Actually, not that bad in PSA footy.
Yeah. Any late ones?
I think we'll go to the quiz, I reckon.
All right. Well, there has been late ones. Just none of them.
Will Cassidy said, "When's the big 40 bomb dropping?"
Cass, I reckon he's had a few 40 bombs at East Perth. Yeah, I'm not sure. Hopefully in the near future. But I think it's just about getting the wins on the board and hopefully going deep into finals.
All right. Well, we'll move on to the quiz. Looking at that leaderboard, 11 is our top with Noah Catchard at the top. He out of a possible of 14.
10, yep.
Couple of 10s there as well. And then recently, we haven't been doing too well. We've been struggling to crack 10, haven't we? With, I guess, a heap
we've either started guests. Well and faded late, or we've not started well and come home strong.
Recent guests have all been, I guess, under 10. We're struggling.
Yeah. Let's hope that's a change in fortune today. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll move on to question number one. Same as always, what is your height and weight on the Waffle website?
I think it's 178 and 78 kilos.
Correct.
Now, I only just thought about this because I remember the AFL said they're not doing they're not posting weights anymore. Is the Waffle not doing the same or something anymore?
I think it's just the AFL
at
this stage.
Because that's going to ruin a question for us, isn't it?
Yeah. Question number two. How many games have you played in your Colts career to date?
Oh, gosh. Might take me a while to get this one. I think be like 13.
Oh.
14.
14.
Okay. One out of two.
That would be including last weekend, wouldn't it? Mm. So if we recorded a week earlier, then I think that's correct.
Yeah, but then he probably would have said 12.
One from two. Question number three. How many of these came in 2021 as a 16-year-old?
That was... I think it might have just been the one. No,
He's got in just in time, yeah.
I was a late in for that final, so I wasn't meant to play and I was a late in for that one.
Well, we mentioned at the start of the Q&A is who holds the most Colts games. I know 14 wouldn't be it, but in terms of years, that's 4 years into this year. So
yeah. I think I made my debut when I was 15 and then, I only played two that year and, yeah, but obviously PSA commitments take away. Mm.
Two from three. Question number four. What was the final winning margin against Peel when you kicked the sealer?
13 points.
Correct. Which is weird because, like, it was the winning goal. I'm not taking away from that. But then it was, like, a 13-point margin.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was just a fully sealer.
Yeah,
but
icing on the cake.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, wouldn't call it the match winner.
We are three from four. Good start here. Question number five. How many disposals did you have in that game?
Bit of controversy, yeah. The website.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll just go with whatever.
Yeah.
The website says 29, but 31.
Yeah, this is the website. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's correct. So, what is it? They update the app, but they don't update the website.
Yeah, but I haven't heard that where it's two. It's usually just one.
Yeah. Well, maybe there was two controversial ones that they reviewed and decided to update it. So yeah, 29 is what we have. So correct.
4 from 5.
4 from 5.
Question number 6. Have you received or given away more free kicks from your 14 Colts games to date?
I did check this one pre-game, pre-potty, sorry. I know it's close. I think I've given away more. I haven't, have I?
Incorrect.
Received more. Received 10, given away 9.
Oh.
Probably just got it mixed up.
Yeah.
Wrong way.
No good.
4 from 6. Question number 7. Name someone who's been drafted from Trinity that has played at least one AFL game.
So it can't be Draper or it can't be Buzzlinger because they haven't played.
Yeah. From Trinity. So any Trinity footballer.
Yep.
Played.
We'll go with Mitch Duncan. He's a correct Trinity footballer that's played a lot of games.
Yes.
279 to be exact. So
Travis Collier from.
Yes. Trinity. Haven't had someone. Well, Xavier Walsh got drafted, obviously, but on here it says
he hasn't.
Brandon Stasovich. Yeah, but that hasn't also said Jed and
Josh Craig, Hill too. So.
Robbie Hanson as well that got picked up in the mid season.
This is like they don't update this like regularly. So yeah, some good names on there.
All right, what are we? 5 from 7.
Yep.
Question number 8.
You averaged 128.6 ranking points at the back end of the PSA campaign last year. Where did this rank you in the top 10 of players?
I think I was 6th.
Correct.
6 from 8. Flying here. Question number 9. Your top tackle count in PSA last year was 11 against which school?
That may have been that Guildford the first game.
Correct. Guildford. It was the same game that you had 40, I believe it was, or the 36.
Yeah, that may have been it, yeah.
The infamous tattoo game.
Not true.
7 from 9.
So, last question. 5 points up for grabs. 5 points if you bang on. Wow. 4 if you win 3. 3 if you're within 5. 2 if you're within 10. And a point,
outright top
for anything.
Potentially.
So, it's not a who am I this week.
No, it's not. I don't mind it.
So, a talented cricketer as well. From 51 games and with a high score of 66 with yourself, what is your batting average? And if you want a hint, it's the exact same amount of career wickets you've taken from 51 games.
Is that on my cricket?
Play cricket, yeah. Play so, cricket, I don't know if this is like all the games you played because it might be recent.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to 2017 or 2018. I think.
There was a lot of representative teams you played for on there, like.
Yeah, I played at Mount Lawley Districts and then at first 11 at Trinity as well. But I don't want to go too high here because it's definitely not that high. But I reckon, maybe 33.
Oh, bang! He's got it.
Have I actually?
Hang on, it was 33.33.
That's the biggest guess ever.
Oh wow! Funnily enough, it's the exact amount of wickets as well. Yeah, so
it's not a bad start.
Have you secretly? No, you wouldn't have known we were asking you that question.
I have no idea. Out of the blue. Yeah. I thought I was going too high there as well.
So it's, I mean, I'd take that in a heartbeat as a batting average. I think Bray might as well.
Yeah. Oh, I'd tell you, I'd take that any day of the week.
But, you've played, I want to get up quickly because I was looking at it and like anyone would think you've had like a, you know, high level of cricket. Well, you have, but like there's a lot of teams on here.
Yeah, I think it was mainly my juniors at Kulbinya. That was where most of the runs came. But yeah, Mount Lawley and then, first 11 at Trinity as well, which was a lot of fun.
Under 13s, under 14s is where all my runs came from.
Yeah.
In my career.
It says current season, 3 matches played. Was that like
that was last year. I did play ones last year, but yeah.
High score of 12.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be hitting the cricket field
four
anytime.
4 for 10 is not horrible.
Yeah,
won't be. Yeah, hanging them up, I reckon.
High score of 66.
So no cricket.
Nah.
Just footy.
Yeah, nah. A couple of injuries have actually come out from cricket. So no good.
Oh well, take that straight to the top of the leaderboard. I've already put him in up the top. It's an outright leader of 12. So we were saying pre-quiz, it's been disappointing recently.
Mm. And the research
fortunes have changed today.
The question that you said you did your research on, you actually got wrong the giving away receipt. So
yeah,
I heard that happened there in Noah Catchard's potty. So I just had a check and absolutely blew it.
Well, you take that outright top, which is where you want to be at this time of the year. Because last year our top score was 12, had four guys on top. I know two of them were Luke Kelly and Riley Hardman. The other two were
Riley Desisto. Sorry, I skipped the name. The other one. Nah, no. I feel like it was someone who got drafted.
Definitely was.
Because I think there was two that didn't and two that did, maybe. Or, but anyway, you can look at that. But just quickly before we actually wrap up, Anzac Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is going to come out after that. Hopefully, a big win for you guys. But preparation-wise, I mean, Thursday game probably frees you up for the weekend, but must be pretty weird.
Yeah, it is. It's strange because we had no main training session this week because obviously the full squad can't not play on the weekend at East Perth. So it has been a bit interesting, but it's obviously a great occasion and, such an unbelievable experience to be able to play on such a great day of footy.
It's good how they do all three grades.
Yeah.
I was saying how, like, sometimes in these sort of marquee games, it's only the league and then they just keep with standard fixtures for Colts and reserves.
It's a later start as well. I think it's 10:45.
Yeah, I think around that. So, yeah, that'll be another change. I don't think we get many of them games today this year. So,
yep.
Yeah, it'll be good.
No having to take the dew off the ground. Sun can do that early
definitely.
In the morning.
A bit of a sleep in. Yeah. Ashton Ferreira was that name that we forgot. So, shout out to
Ashton.
And
we were wrong about. Yeah. Getting drafted as well, unfortunately.
Doing well in league level.
Yes.
South.
Of course. Well, if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple, you can, of course, head to YouTube as well and vice versa. Remember to subscribe, like, 5-star rating would be nice. Muchly appreciated. And, of course, as all thanks to Skimbro Hat Locker, Cheetah Clothing. Their store links can be found in the show notes with the discount codes as well if you want to pick up a nice little bargain. Ahead of winter, as it is probably coming now. It is cold. It always happens around Anzac Day, doesn't it? Usually it's Easter.
Yeah.
But I guess Easter was so early this year. I guess it was still somewhat summer, wasn't it?
Autumn, so a bit of both worlds.
Well, Dimmer, best of luck for the big Anzac Day clash against Perth at Lath Lane. And all the best. Thanks for coming on.
No, thanks for having me, boys. Thanks very much.